This is Register Political Reporter and Editor-in-Chief Gordon Wayne Watts reporting. It's 2:13 p.m. Thursday, April the 18th, 2014. And here's a computer list, some documentation for the harassing phone calls. I'm using Zamzar to convert a WAV to an MP3. Okay, and so here's the number that I'm attempting to document, 800-257-2969. Let me see if I can zoom in on with this camcorder here. Okay, this one doesn't zoom quite as well at that distance. So in any case, I'm going to report two more harassing phone calls. And here we go. Okay, so there's the number.
You reached the unlawful call control center. For quality control, your call will be recorded. If you need help at any time during your call, please press 0. I'm contacting the unlawful call center.
Unlawful call center, this is Ray. May I have your area code and telephone number, please?
Yes, sir. I'm calling from 863-688-9880. I'm calling to report some more harassing phone calls that I've just now pulled up on my documentation, where I've looked at the records, and some new harassing phone calls have come in since the last time I spoke with, I believe it was Barbara. I can't remember her name, but in any event, here I am.
May I have your area code? I'm sorry. Your account number, or so I can open it.
The PIN is 2112. I don't have my bill right in front of me, and as well I shouldn't, because I'm the designee. The guy who pays the bill, my father, doesn't know anything about computers, and when Verizon computers mess up, I'm the one that calls in, so I'm the designee on the account. And also, he's at work, and he has asked that we call in and continue reporting the harassing phone calls. Now, the police department, as you'll see, was very reluctant to do anything. If you Google the Lakeland, Florida Police Department, hint, hint, they're in the news for corruption, okay? But one of their Lakeland's finest promised that if I reported this additional phone calls, that they would do something. So I don't know. They sound like liars, but I'm just naive enough like Forrest Gump to believe them for a nanosecond and give them a chance. So, yes, sir. Got it. 6:23 p.m. Thursday the 17th of April 2014. And the other one is 8:52 p.m. Tuesday the 15th of April 2014. I did what I was supposed to. It claimed that on at least one of the numbers, maybe both, that it was out of the area, but that it said to call you. And I commented to myself, speaking to myself, which is rather dangerous, talking to myself. I talked to myself and I said, hey, why would they ask me to call them if they couldn't trace the number? But I'm naive like Forrest Gump. I believe you. I even tape recorded your tape recording when the tape recording came on, you know, just in case anyone didn't believe me. Tape recorded that sucker. Yes, I did. So here I am calling y'all to report additional harassing phone calls. And asking that they be put into the report and sent on over to the corrupt police department. Either I'll get the sheriff's department, in which I do have jurisdiction, because I live in the county as well as the city,
right.
To handle if the police, the city police don't do it, or maybe I'll consider getting a lawyer and going before city council or something. But, I mean, they just keep piling up and stacking up. So if I was to harass the police, and I don't, but just say that I did, one harassing phone call would have the boom drop on me, and you know it. So, in any case, there's some sort of double standard, but that's not your fault. So, do you pull up the records of those two phone calls I referenced just a moment ago?
What I'm going to do is turn those phones in and have them look for them.
Wait a second. Hold on. The other representative that I spoke with yesterday was actually able to pull up the stuff and verify my recollection. But you can't?
Well, I've got calls holding. That's why I'm going to turn them in.
Oh, wait, how long does it take? I just want to see if y'all actually got it. I want to just see if I gave you the right times and dates and whether they got locked in there. I know that you're busy.
15th at 8:52 p.m. and then the 17th at 6:23.
Well, yes, that's what I told you, but I'm saying, do you see it on your end? Not just what I told you, but I'm saying, do you see it on your end?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
Okay, I'm sorry to be a bother. And I feel your pain with respect to being busy. But the economy is so bad that the rich won't let go of the money so that they can hire more people in your position there to, lighten the load.
Yep, here we go.
Okay. Okay, now, as corrupt as the police department it is, it seems like you could release the information to me so I could take it to a private attorney. Right? Seems like you could.
Can't release trace information to the general public, no. Well,
if it comes up on my caller ID, it seems like that since the stuff comes up on my caller ID, and it's not something that's private, if someone hides their number, that should be just as much because just as much my information because they're trying to hide their information. If they're, on the other hand, they pay for a fee to hide their information, but that doesn't not give them, they have the right to hide their number, but they don't have the right to make harassing phone calls. The system is stacked against us little poor people. Because y'all, no matter how much y'all guys do, the corrupt police aren't doing anything. And by the time I get a lawyer, I'll probably be dead from old age or starvation or something. I'm very frustrated, really. So in any case, I did my part. Now, do you have on record, let me pull up my copy here. The Lakeland's case number was 2011. Yes, 2011. The numbers just kept stacking up and they just kept not doing anything. And I just gave up. And then they said, well, if you get more, we'll do something. Then finally, I got some more. So we still have the 2011-21204 case number, which I've asked y'all to use because if they used a 2014 case number, they'll say, oh, it was only one or two harassing phone calls. We can't do anything. So I'm asking that y'all stick this under the original case number to keep it organized.
Yes.
Okay, you got it?
Yes.
Now, is there anything else that either you need to tell me or that I need to tell you?
No, that's it.
I really do appreciate you putting up with me for all of roughly 7 minutes here. Thank you so much, sir. You have a good day.
Okay. You have a good weekend, sir.
Oh, thank you, too. Bye-bye. Okay. So let's get a timestamp on that there. Here's the time and temp.
When you need help finding something at Publix, simply ask the closest associate. He or she will gladly walk you right to the item. No guessing, no trouble. Just the friendly, helpful service you've come to expect at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Today is Friday, April 18th. Publix time, 2:21 p.m. Current temperature, 82 degrees.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, with some storms producing gusty winds and small hail, locally heavy rainfall possible. Highs in the lower 80s, numerous showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some storms producing gusty winds and small hail, locally heavy rainfall possible. Lows in the upper 60s, partly sunny Saturday, showers likely, highs around 80.
Okay, but we didn't get a time stamp on the year. I know that this seems trivial. Whoops. Okay, I'm trying to get a timestamp on the year. Calling NOAA Weather.
Thank you for calling your National Weather Service, Tampa Bay Area Office. This menu will provide you with recorded forecasts and other Weather Service Office information. For the 7-day forecast, press 1. For the marine forecast, press 2. For climatology, press 3. The Tampa climate summary, as of 7 a.m., April 18, 2014. So far today, the low temperature has been 70.
Okay, that time stamped the time and date. Okay, so I'm going to stop this right here and conclude this segment.